Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? The Hour Radio Network Tuesday Spot. It's upon us once again. D Slate in the building. The brothers is in the building of the Tuesday Spot on this lovely July 9th, 2013. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight on the Tuesday Spot. It's going down once again. You already know how we do it. The Orville Redenbacher Radio, we keep it popping all the time. All you got to do is bring the butter. Got plenty of it for you guys tonight. It's going down tonight. Our special guest on the Tuesday Spot tonight, we will be talking to the beautiful Miss Terry Vaughn. Beautiful actress Miss Terry Vaughn is going to be joining us on the show tonight. Definitely can't wait to talk to her. As well as the incredible segments, the number one segment, Real Men Talking. We got CK's All in One. We have Elio's Where Do We Go From Here. It's going down tonight on the Tuesday Spot. Again, another great Tuesday. So we hope you guys enjoy it tonight, as we will ourselves enjoy this show. Now listen, if you are a hip hop artist, if you're an R&B artist, if you are a gospel artist and you like to have your music played on the show, you like to be interviewed on the DL Radio Network, if you're a poet and you want to recite some of that flaming spoken word right here on the DL Tuesday Spot or the DL Radio Network, even if you're a gospel artist, and you want us to play your music, you want to be interviewed on our Sunday show, The Covenant Cafe, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Just search the keywords The Hour Show. We're also on Instagram. Yes, we're on Instagram. You can check us out on there as well. Now, I hear that MySpace is brand new. MySpace has did a facelift. MySpace is trying to come correct. You know, they're trying to keep up with Facebook. You know, they're trying to keep up with Instagram. They're trying to keep up with Twitter. So I heard that MySpace had a facelift. And I got a chance to check out the homepage. It looks pretty decent. It actually looks pretty good. It definitely looks a lot different from what you remember. There's a few things about it that's still the same, just a little bit. But for the most part, it definitely looks different. It looks pretty decent. So definitely check it out when you get a chance. And also, if you have a business, you have a website you would like to promote or advertise on this network, all you have to do is email us, dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow at gmail.com. Sometimes I got to spell it like that because, you know, there are individuals, all the individuals that go to school and think school is the place to be, although they listen all the time. But we also have some cats that listen who thought they was too cool for school. So for those cats, I have to spell it for them. Just, it's, you know, I got to do it for everybody. You know, I got to do some things for everybody. Just understand that. Know that. But in the place to be Slate, you know, I'm throughout the show, you may hear me throw out some old 70s sayings, some old 80s sayings. We in the place to be on the strength. I know y'all ain't heard that in a while. I know you ain't heard that in a while. Look here. I got my brothers in the building. CK, what's good with you, bro?
Nothing much, Dean. What's going on? Dean, what's going on, Elio? Y'all ready for
the
night?
Yo.
Hold up, wait a minute. Elio, you owe me some tacos. Oh, where you was last week? I was waiting on my food. Brother got hungry. I had to go somewhere. I didn't want to. I had to go to McDonald's. I don't want to do McDonald's that night. I wanted my tacos, but this cool. It's cool. I'm gonna be ready for where we go from here. And real men talking, and all in one tonight. We're gonna talk about movies, and we're gonna talk about racism in this world, and probably leap over into where do we go from here. So, yeah, just make up for that, okay? Okay, bro.
Oh yeah.
I knew the food discussion was gonna come up. I mean, CK was a little hungry last week, brother. He was a little hungry. He was looking for his tacos.
Just gotta allow me the time to explain myself. You know, you're trusting a black man with your money and your food at the same time. You know how fries get in the to-go bag. You know, them joints is halfway eaten before you get there. I was like, I'm a little embarrassed, so I ain't show up. So, I'll finish it off for you. But, man, it's almost been a year since I was a guest on this show, man. And we came a long way. That's
long
crazy.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, again, bros, you know, it's just those simple things like that that we remember and just know and understand that, you know, just where we started from and where we are now. We've had some great accomplishments with the network and some great things, some incredible people we've come across. And as for tonight, you know, we'll be talking to the talented and the beautiful Miss Terry Vaughn, you know, is going to be joining us tonight, and, you know, just to add into, you know, the history books of the DIY Radio Network. So, yeah, it's another one, another great one in the books for tonight, and hopefully we'll be getting it in. D. Slate, CK, Elio, the brothers is in. All the brothers is in. We're getting it in tonight. Don't understand. Don't go nowhere. Real men talking. Where do we go from here? CK's all in one. The beautiful Miss Terry Vaughn. Oh yeah, D. Slate may hit you with something tonight. I don't know. Yeah, we may give you something tonight. I don't know what it is. You don't know. So all you got to do is not go nowhere. Make sure you're listening. Get the sugar daddies out your ear and make sure you're listening. So then that way you know that it goes down on the Tuesday spot as always. We got some hits. You know we got to play the hits as always. Pay the bills. Got some hits. You know, for you guys tonight, you know, some of your favorite R&B celebrity hits, some of your favorite up-and-coming indie artist hits as well. So we got it all mixed in there tonight. So just enjoy it. When we come back, hopefully we'll be getting it in with the beautiful Miss Terry Vaughn. It's my man Bobby Brown. Tenderoni, we got some Twista. Oh, it's going down. You better be ready. DIY Radio Network, CK, Elio, D. Slate. Let's get it.
Yeah, all of this.
corner. I used to be a young girl, but now, baby, I'm grown up. Know just how I like it, know just how I want it, and I can tell you want me too. Cause I ain't too young now, now.
I never paid no attention, but I'm hearing that you used to get goosebumps if I'm around and when my name is mentioned. For your age, you was never immature though, always into older boys. Mama told you to come up in the house, cause you rockin' too fast and you don't know them boys. When you was a babe, you was able to come out. You said you wanna feel passion with me. I told you that you were cutie, but when I look at your booty, you ain't even got ass and titties. But you were still determined to get me, sick of me looking at you like you were relevant. And even though you thought you was old enough, I knew your mind and your body was still developing. But now it's up in a couple of years. Time flew, your mind grew, and your behind grew. Ain't no question about if you a woman now. Take a look at them legs, I want you in the bed. So when I ask her, do she think she ready? This is what she said.
I can get freaky as I wanna, be nasty as I wanna. I used to be a young girl, but now, baby, I'm grown up. Know just how I like it, know just how I want it, and I can tell you want me too. Cause I ain't too young now.
I said, damn, that's cute. So 5 years later, so thick and sophisticated, and I was like, damn, that's you. Could've got you in a Chevy, I knew you wasn't ready, even though you was of age, I didn't rush you. If I knew the little girl on the block would've turned into what I was looking at now, I would've cuffed you.
Uh-oh.
All swagged out, hair done with your Louis Vuitton's on. Trip up how you looking now that you done got grown. Didn't want you, now I'm wishing you was my own. Whole nother story when you got them heels out. Looking at your figure and the way you feel down. Because at first I wouldn't give by the time of day. Now I'm all in the face to see what she about. Where does she like to go? What she like to do? Where is she a freak? How she like that? Is she a bust down to give a brain to run the trains or really on the right track? If I hollered at you when you was 19 or 20, you would've been strong, cause you was too young. Now she's so fly, I ask and I hit it, that's what she sung.
I can get freaky as I wanna, be nasty as I wanna. I used to be a young girl, but now, baby, I'm grown up. Know just how I like it, know just how I want it, and I can tell you want me too. Cause I ain't too young now.
of the mat. Get up, what it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Get up, first shot, hip strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Hustling, chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track busting. Halfway across that city with the back, back, crush it. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Here we go back, this is the moment. Tonight is the night, we'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Here we go.
Go fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We rock. Gonna go up, gone. Deuces, goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now, sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
And we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Radio Network, D Slay, CKLEO Brothers is in the building, getting in tonight, playing the hits. That's my man, Macklemore, Can't Hold Us. Before that was American Idol winner, the beautiful Miss Candace Glover with her single, Beautiful. We have some Twista, Ain't Too Young, Bobby Brown, Roni. You already know how we do it on the DL Radio Network. The Tuesday spot is hot tonight. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for us to introduce our special guest for tonight, very special guest for tonight, Miss Kerry Von has entertained us on television for more than 10 years. First, she stole America's heart with her lovable portrayal as LaVita Alizé Jenkins on the Steve Harvey Show. After that, she made her way to Will Smith's executive produced All of Us as school teacher Janelle, and now she brings Renee, a sexy, sassy, hilarious nurse to life on Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns. Before Kerry ever had her first audition, she was growing up in a housing project in Hunters Point in San Francisco. Today, this woman is hell-bent on creating positive, inspirational experiences for other young women growing up in the project. Out of her desire to give back to her community, in 1997, Kerry started Kate Wings Foundation. She says, "We motivate, uplift, and inspire young girls 13 to 18 years old growing up in at-risk communities and foster care in the San Francisco Bay Area to be positive, productive, and successful." Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm DL Radio Network welcome to the beautiful Miss Kerry Von.
Applause, applause, applause.
That's funny.
Yes,
I love the button of applause. That is hilarious.
How are you? How are you doing?
I am great. Just winding down at the end of the day.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. It's definitely an honor to have you on the show. And we're all the brothers on the line right now, we're all fans of your work, so it's our pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Now, my first question is for you. I know the fans want to know, what made you get started into acting?
Actually, I was going to school for advertising, and I was in college. And a friend was recruiting girls for Miss Black California pageant. And me and some of my friends did the pageant for fun. And one of the judges of the pageant was a producer of a play that was getting ready to tour the country. And after the pageant was over, he asked me would I be interested in auditioning for his play. And I was young and didn't have any obligations. So I was like, okay, whatever, I'll go audition for your play. I had no clue about acting as a career or anything like that. But I went and met the director and auditioned for them. And I ended up getting a part in that play. And we toured the country for 2 years. The director started training us on the road, introduced us to the godfathers of acting, Stanislavski and Uta Hagen and Chekhov, and we just started studying the craft of acting while we were on the road. And when that play ended after 2 years of touring, I moved to Los Angeles and just kept studying and started auditioning out there.
Oh, wow. Well, you definitely have created some very lovable characters on television. And some great, you've given us great TV. I mean, you know, my other question for you is, you know, when you think about TV today, you know, right now, and, you know, we're kind of invaded by, reality television right now. A lot of people are into it, you know, some people aren't into it, but television has definitely changed, you know, over the years, you know, with the content and what we're looking at right now. I don't know. I mean, how do you feel about the way television is today?
It's lacking, definitely. I don't like most of the shows. I'm not a real reality watching kind of girl. I miss the half-hour sitcoms. I miss being able to see us on TV and, you know, real artistic, meaningful, funny, humorous, educating ways. I miss seeing that.
I agree. You know, I mean, I'm not that big of a fan of the latter, you know, a lot of the reality shows that are being aired on TV today. I mean, I think that the word reality is being used very loosely. Because it's really scripted reality, but. But, you know, the thing about it is that you're right. You know, it's taken away from a lot of the quality of TV shows that we love to watch. You know, a lot of the great, hilarious 30-minute, you know, comedy shows, TV shows that we've always loved and watched. And it's taken away from a lot of that. I mean, also, you know, there's a lot of positive TV that's been taken away as well, you know. So I think that's really important, you know, definitely for our new generation of kids to get back to know about and learn about a lot of those qualities and morals that we learned about watching TV when we were growing up.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, people watch them, and so they keep making them.
Absolutely.
Because I would think the only way to stop the madness is people have to stop watching it.
That's real.
See that ratings are going down, that people are not watching, then advertisers will pull out their dollars and they would stop making them.
I mean, a lot of the television viewers today want to watch stuff like Oh, My Baby Mama. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I'm like, you know, it's just crazy. It really is crazy with some of the things that they're putting on TV today. I know my brothers have some questions for you. I got some really good ones as well. But CK, you have any questions for Terry?
I sure do. How you doing, Terry?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. And you?
I'm great, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. I'm glad to have you on tonight. One question I'm curious about, like, as an actor now in this industry, is it a little more challenging to you or a little more hard as opposed to it was when you first started?
It's the same. It's not an easy career. It's the kind of career that, you know, you put a lot of time and energy into it. You study your craft, you take classes, you do all the right things. And it's just one of those things that all the stars have to be lined up for, you know, for you to get your break.
Right.
So, you know, I have conversations with friends that are like, oh, I could never live like this. I could never, like, live, you know, not knowing how you're going to make your money, you know, from job to job, because when job ends, you know, you're back out there trying to find what's your next gig going to be. And so, you know, I always tell people it's not for everybody. I think it takes a certain kind of person to really want to pursue a career as an actor, because so much of it is out of your control. But then at the same time, for those that are called to do it, it's really fulfilling. And to be able to tell stories and make people laugh and challenge people through characters that you play, I'm so grateful that I am able to do that and then able to continue to do that. So, you know, you have to just look at it from that point of view. You have to be in it for the long haul.
Wow. I can understand that. My last question would be, you've done television as well as film, as well as Broadway, is there anything else that you really, really haven't gotten into doing yet that you are very passionate about and you're very looking at it as a more of a future thing to do?
Fine. There's two things I would love to do. What you said that I performed on Broadway, but I have not performed on Broadway. I have done a play in New York, but it wasn't on Broadway. I would love to perform on Broadway. And the other thing is I would love to have my own sitcom, which is something I'm working on.
I'm waiting for that.
Would it be a reality or would it be a scripted show?
You're not listening.
I know.
If you were listening to us, you would know better than that question.
I just met.
Yes, he's not a big fan of reality TV.
Neither am I. Thank you.
Thanks.
Elio, you have any questions for Terry?
Of course. How you doing, Terry?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. All right. Now, my first question. Now, that's a big transition from advertising to the stage. Now, where were you going?
Not really, to be funny. It's really not. When I was, I had an internship at a very prominent advertising agency, and we had to interview the people that work in the field, and most of the people came from theater. It's a very creative and artistic job, so it's all creative.
Because I was curious because I started in the theater. I went to school. I went straight into the theater, but I'm actually an advertising major now with the graphic design focus, and I just thought it was funny.
Because you're creative.
Right. So would you ever see yourself getting back in the realms of advertising, or you're just full-fledged on stage, this is what you want to do for the rest of your life?
Yeah, no, I'm doing what I want to do. I love acting. I love producing. I love creating. I love teaching. So all of that takes up my time. So I don't, I'm open to wherever God wants to put me, but I feel like he has my plate full of all of that, and it all centers around the entertainment business right now.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Now, from being on a cast of Steve Harvey's show and then being on a cast like Meet the Browns, like, what's the – could you compare and contrast the two, and would you favor one over the other?
Well, Steve Harvey's show would always have us off spot in my heart because it was my first series regular. So it was my first. It was my training ground for being on a weekly series. But as far as the camaraderie and how fun and just the beauty of being on set and working with the people, they're very close. They're very close because I enjoyed both casts immensely, and they were all very giving and fun. It was fun to go to work. I loved showing up to work on both sets. So in that aspect, they're very similar.
Wow. Well, thank you for answering my question. Oh, yeah, and I also,
welcome.
Like, when I was researching you a little bit, and, of course, I did the Google search, and you have a lot of photos on there. Were you into modeling at some point in time in your life?
No, they're mostly just from work, either from work on set or interviews, magazine interviews, and I do photo shoots. But, no, I was never a model.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm glad that you came on to the show. I'm excited.
Thank you.
Well, I know that I want to say that, first of all, your talent speaks for itself because, I mean, you were honored for 3, you know, Image Awards for Outstanding Supporting Actress. You know, you were nominated for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a drama on Soul Food. I mean, it really speaks volumes about how talented you really are, and all of that.
Thank
I
you.
Agree with absolutely. I mean, being nominated and being honored is great. I mean, definitely. I think that you deserve definitely a lot more recognition because just looking at some of your characters, where you played lovable characters, and then you played the type of character that you played in Daddy's Little Girls. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
the change up, and, you know, and being able to go, you know, from certain characters just speaks a lot about how talented you are. You know,
thank
and
you.
Also to be nominated for, you know, a NAACP Image Award, I mean that's incredible.
Thank you.
No, I also, oh, absolutely. Now, I also read that you're producing and, you're working on a Burt Reynolds film entitled Hamlet and Hutch.
Yeah, we've shot that earlier this year, so it's finished, it's edited, and it's being distributed to a couple of distribution companies to see who we're going to sell it to.
Oh, okay. Now, do you have any other film projects that you're currently looking at or getting ready to work on personally?
We have a couple of projects that are still in the works, nothing that we're actually working on at the present moment. We are going to shoot a web series starring a lot of my students that study with me at the Green Room.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to shoot that next weekend. And then, you know, there's a couple of film projects that we are trying to push through, so hopefully we'll shoot one of them before the year is up.
How much do you enjoy that? How much do you enjoy, working with your students like that and giving them these type of opportunities like that? I mean, what does that do for you?
I love it. It's the next phase in life to create opportunities for other people. So I'm loving being able to transition into that position now.
And I agree. I actually love doing that myself. I mean, I think it's really important to teach the next generation and just show them, opportunities, and show them, what it's all about, and to watch them create and to watch them help make their dreams come true. I mean, it's a beautiful feeling. It's really something great to watch, and
mm-hmm.
it's just also awesome to see just how talented some of these, some of these young kids and new generation is very talented, and I think that to mold that talent and to help them develop that talent definitely says a lot about people in general, or us in general, wanting to show them that, you know, someone actually does care about what they want to do, and someone actually does want to help motivate them. And I think that that's what this new generation really needs. They need a lot of motivation. So I definitely commend you on that. I really like doing that myself.
Thank you.
And which that also goes into my next question for you. You know, for a lot of the up-and-coming actors and actresses, everybody that wants to be, you know, at a point in their career, you know, want to be where you are right now, to that new generation, what advice do you give them?
To take the craft seriously. I think a lot of people say they want to be actors, but they don't really want to put in the work. They think it's something that's easy to do, and it's not. It's not easy to do, or everybody would just do it and be it. So I would recommend that they really take the craft seriously, just like if they were studying to be a doctor or an attorney. They have to go to school and they have to study their craft. You have to study the craft of acting. That would be the first thing. And then the other thing is to, you know, surround yourself with people that will support you, because, like I've said earlier, it's not an easy career choice to take. And it's important to have a base, to have a foundation where you are getting the support you need, because as you're going out there in the world to pursue this love of acting that you have, you're going to be told no so many times. And hearing no, no matter who you are or what you're asking for, but keep hearing no over and over again, especially for something that you love so much, it could be, you know, very disheartening, and it can make you start doubting yourself. You know, we all have those moments. And it's so important to have a base, to have a group or a person or somebody that is supporting you through those moments to remind you of who you are and how great you are, and, you know, all those things that we need to keep going. Because people can get really disheartened in this business.
Right. I agree. I definitely agree. And I think that's really important. Like I said, it's really important to, you know, I'm all about motivating this next generation, because I think it's really important, and to help. Because I think if we motivate them and we show them what we know, we show them, you know, the type of things that are really important, you know, especially in this type of business, I think we can get back to that quality music and quality radio and quality television and so forth that we love so much, you know, ourselves and watching ourselves and being a part of. So I think if we can teach them that, I think we can get back to that, absolutely.
Yeah, it's important.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I really like to ask this. I know I, you know, I asked Erica Alexander and TC when we had them on the show. Is there a film that you know, and it doesn't matter when the film came out, or even a TV show, a film and a television show, but is there a film that, you know, you said to yourself, I wish I could have been a part of that film. I wish I could have been in that film, in that movie.
Yeah, a lot.
like something that's really, that really stands out.
Oh, my God. A thousand of them are going through my mind. I mean, you could pick any of them. I would love to be in Love Jones. I would love to be in the Tina Turner, Ike Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It?
Oh, absolutely.
I'd love to be in the original Steel Magnolia. I would love to be in any movie with Meryl Streep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, there's a lot.
Now, what about any television shows, any classic TV shows that you would have loved to be a part of?
Well, The Cosby Show made history, so I would have loved to be a part of that. But you know, I love the projects that I love, especially the TV projects that I'm on. I would love to be on Scandal. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey,
there's a TV show on HBO called The Newsroom. I would love to be on that show. It's a great show.
You know what? I just saw some advertisement about it It looks interesting.
That show
I think
is
I might have
so
to check
amazing.
That out.
The acting
I'm
on it is phenomenal.
Yeah, I think someone else told me that it was a really, really good show, so I know I'm going to have to definitely check it out. Yeah, I agree with you. I think, I mean, even for myself, I would have loved to have been the only brother in Happy Days. I mean, you know.
Right.
If I was to take it back.
Laverne
like
and
that,
Shirley,
too.
If we want to go back.
You know,
right. Love
only
those shows.
Happy Days, you know. But, I agree. I mean, it's just classic TV shows and, you know, movies like that. But, wow, okay, Meryl Streep. Yeah, I agree. She's an incredible actress. She's definitely an incredible actress.
Yeah.
Very incredible actress. Well, definitely, you know, if anybody wanted to, you know, any of the fans listening right now wanted to catch up with you online or any of the social networks, where would they be able to find you at?
My Twitter is at Terri, that's T-E-R-R-I, J as in Jam, Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N. At Terri J. Vaughn. Same thing on Instagram. I have a what else? I have a website, terrijvaughn.com.
Okay.
And I think that's it.
Are you a big Instagram user?
I'm a frequent user. I wouldn't say I post something every day, but I'm definitely on it at least a couple of times a week.
Okay, no doubt. CK, any closing comments for Terri?
I just say thank you for coming on. I've learned a
thank
lot.
Thank you. Thank you guys very much.
No doubt. Leo, any closing comments for Terri?
Most definitely. Stay true to you because you're doing your thing. And also,
you
know, it's just a phenomenal actress. And and as far as reality TV goes and regular TV goes, I do feel like you need your own show. With the energy that you brought on past TV series, it's phenomenal. Go ahead, shoot for it, and I see it happening.
Thank you, honey. Appreciate it.
No doubt. Well, Terri, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. It's definitely a pleasure and an honor to have you with us tonight. We definitely enjoyed it. And as far as we're concerned, on the network, you're no longer a guest. You're a family member now on this network, and
you're always
welcome. We're going to continue to keep supporting you and everything that you're doing. It's just truly a blessing to be a part of your circle now, and thank you so much for blessing us with that.
Thank you. You guys all have a great night and have a great life.
You too. So have a blessed night, and definitely can't wait to talk to you again.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Hour Radio Network, D-Slay, L-E-O-C-K, the brothers getting it in with the beautiful Miss Terri Vaughn hanging out with us tonight. Definitely make sure you guys look her up on Instagram, look her up on Twitter, and definitely check out her website, terrijvaughn.com. Make sure you check her out. Get it in with her. We got some music. We got the hits. When we come back, oh, it's going down. It's CK's All in One. Oh, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to be said. All you got to do is keep listening to the D-Hour Radio Network. Getting this, my man, Curtsy. I got some De'Aaron Anthony. Oh, it's going down. Don't go nowhere. Get it in.
Surrounded by a fancy car. About school and education, we politicked about politics and debated. I was winning a little bit, she was hating. I can tell by your pad that you living out your dreams. While it's so bad, it barely fit up in your jeans. It's not what it seems. She like what you mean. Monster up on my arm, look in the mirror and scream. And she was like, true, you already know. Damn, it's getting late. I think it's time to go. And I ain't even stop her. I ain't so stupid. Never saw a cam. I had to bang music.
Ooh. Be like,
be like.
I'm just showing off my class. Models are taking pictures, just hoping the moment lasts. My entourage is here, but none of them from my past. I'm sipping on it slow, but these violence moving fast. On top of the world, can't stop that nigga. Your girlfriend mad, cause you not that nigga. And label heads would never say drop that nigga. Impression on my face, my last picture. Sipping on some wine, just discussing the game. Smoking that first class, but I ain't bought a plane. I'm working hard, but my friends will see the same. And I won't make it rain, cause that's money down the drain. And all that's trying to make it, don't hate on me. As we all make love and with our fake IDs. Somebody need to stop me, I'm so stupid. Losing all of my friends,
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. V-Hour Radio Network, Tuesday, Spot, D-Slay, CKLEO. The brothers is in the building playing the hits. You already know how we do it. That was my man, D. Aaron Anthony with Pose. Before that was my man, Courtesy with Elevator Music. Getting it in like that, playing all the hits of your favorite indie artists, your favorite celebrity artists, and getting it in for the fit-ins. Once again, so thank you so much for joining us tonight. Right now, it is time for my man CK to give us the all-in-one deal. CK, what are we putting all-in-one this time?
Man, D-Slay, Elio, I got to tell you, this all-in-one thing, we're going to have a little fun with this one. Now, I went to go see Kevin Hart's Let Me Explain. Kevin Hart is not only the funniest man I've seen in a long time, but yeah, he was real inspiring. I encourage anyone to go see it because not only will you get to see a great stand-up show on film, but you will also learn a few things about Kevin Hart and where he's been and where he's gone and where he's going now. So, it's wonderful, wonderful show. I mean, it encouraged that, you know, that For him to go through everything he went through, people telling him he needed to give up on comedy, people telling him that he won't become of it, he stuck out. He stuck it in there, and he kept staying in there, and he pushed himself. And so I encouraged, so that motivated me personally. It's like, hey, you can't give up on poetry. You can't give up on writing books. You can't give up on radio. You can't give up on anything. If you really want this, if you really want this life, you really want to get somewhere with it, you really have to keep working at it. You have to keep pushing yourself. And I commend him for it. I mean, and you know, The Real Husbands of Hollywood is the funniest show I've seen in all time. For it to be a spinoff of a blooper of a spoof of a reality show. So that's the only reality show I will look at, but I tell everybody, go see Kevin Hart's Let Me Explain. It's a great movie. It came out July 3rd. So, you know, that's the funny thing. You know, I'm looking forward to Chris Tucker's stand-up movie coming out this year, too. So, he had mentioned that at the BET Awards. So, and speaking of him, you know, there's a lot of controversy about him and the whole thing about him. He wasn't funny, and he wasn't like he used to be. I mean, Chris Tucker is grown, and he's not going to come out and kick his leg and Jamal Lee, you know, and all that, you know. So, you know, people have to understand when you grow as an artist, your whole thinking level grows too, and your artistry changes, and it's something greater. And it's the thing is, some people just don't know how to appreciate that. And that's just one of the things on that, you know. I was looking at reading up some articles not long ago. You remember last year we talked about Chad Johnson headbutting his ex-wife?
Oh, yeah. He got hit, too.
The pictures got out recently. Man.
Yeah, I know she had a nice little gash on her head. It looked like she was in an MMA fight.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know if he was. I was like, dang, everybody was kung fu fighting or what? I'm like, she was toe up. I know he got a rock solid head, but damn, he just like, I was surprised she wasn't in the hospital for a few days the way she looked.
Oh, yeah.
And, you
I mean, somebody said his head is made out of limestone. I don't know. That's just a rumor. So,
I mean, if you think about it,
that's what I heard.
He's a football player that uses his, you know, his head a lot of time. Wears a helmet, so you know his head is a little bit thicker than the average head. And for the head of female's head is cracking wide open. It's crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. And I'm looking at a picture right now of her. She was messed up. And I'm just like,
Do you think it was worse than Rihanna? Do you think it was worse than Rihanna?
You know what? I don't really.
Nah, I don't think it was worse than that. I don't think it was worse than that. But like I said, it did look like she was in a ultimate fighting match. You know, first of all, I don't condone, you know, hitting women, and I don't know where these guys come off doing that. I mean, you know, if a woman makes you angry enough for you to even contemplate wanting to put your hands on her, then you need to leave her alone. You know, you need to leave her alone, walk away from her, do whatever it is you got to do. But if she puts you in a position where you feel like you have to put your hands on her or you want to put your hands on her, in a violent fashion, then yeah, you need to leave her alone.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And looking at the picture, he messed up her right eye. That was swollen, as well as her head. And the nose didn't get too much on mine. She got a little bloody around the nose, but other than that. And then the other picture I'm looking at, he put a big old cut through the head. I'm like, what the hell? I say, fellas out there, please, whatever you do, if you get into an argument with your woman, please just walk away. I know you're going to come around and get in your face and try to put a finger up to your forehead like see the stuff, and you may just have to, like, just push her back a little bit, if anything, but don't headbutt her. Don't do a Mr. Ed and kick her with your 2 feet. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, something. Be careful.
I gotta say is, the men out there who are out there putting their hands on their women, first of all, you better act like you got a damn brain, because so a lot of these women ain't taking that mess no more. Because when you think about it, I mean, there's women out there burning cats in beds, out there throwing hot grease, hot grits, cutting off penises and playing hot potato with it. So my thing is, I think that these cats really need to start thinking straight, because all she got to do is catch your dumb ass while you're sleeping. I mean, really? You know, just like I said before, if you come to a point where you want to violently put your hands on your woman, man, you need to leave her alone. Seriously.
Wow.
No circumstances at all. That should not happen. So what if you're being abused? It doesn't justify anything that anybody's putting their hands on anybody, but is there any circumstance that you would go to that point? Clearly not Chad Johnson or Chris Brown.
No, not neither one. And then speaking of family issues, these like you were bringing up an issue we was talking about one day. What was going on with 50 Cent?
Well, it's a powder keg, if you will. It's a situation in all of its own. It's a situation, I don't know if anybody heard about it. Some rumors about some issues with 50 Cent and his son. Let me see if I can pull up the info on it, because, like I said, I was reading some of the texts, and I guess, you know, it came down to, you know, he was, you know, tweeting his son, and, you know, he was talking to him about, wanting to come to see him or something like that, and, you know, and his son said something to him, I guess basically the angry rapper whose real name is Curtis Jackson III told his son Marquise to cut all contact with him in a series of explicit Latin text messages, you know, like, F you, stop texting me, you know, read one, delete my number, said another after the pair was apparently unable to coordinate a custody visitation. At one point in the vicious communication, 50 Cent admonished Marquise and told him, I don't have a son anymore. His shocking rant, obtained exclusively by RadarOnline.com, is an eerie echo of Alec Baldwin's repulsive attack on his 11-year-old daughter when ex-wife Kim Basinger. The in-the-club singer also demanded Marquise to take a DNA test to prove he was his biological son because his mother, TLC starter wife, star Shaniqua Tompkins, had supposedly been promiscuous during their relationship. He said, I need a blood test because that penis-sucking bee you call a mom was effing the whole time, he wrote in the text message. The clash appeared to occur after Marquise failed to answer the door at his home to the Grammy Award-winning father.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something crazy.
You know, I got in this news, you know, I got from EvanGregory.com. But yeah, that's and I remember reading about it before on another online entity, but I guess that was basically the situation.
Wow. It's funny cuz where I'm going to go, where do we go from here, is along the rounds of that. That's crazy. And I don't know what one would do in that situation, whether he retaliated the right way or the wrong way. I don't think he should have lashed out on his son. His son ain't got nothing to do with that. You know? That's all he know is you. So don't take that out on him.
That's real tough. Yeah. But, I mean, like I said, I'm not, you know, I don't, you know, those are just rumors about what happened. But, you know, I'm not gonna bash the man because I don't know the real truth. But my thing is, you know, this is your young son. I mean, and the thing about it is you can't blame a kid, you know, that's between the age of 13 and 14. You know, you can't blame them. I mean, because, you know, his mom might have said, hey, don't let him in or whatever the case may be. So, you know, whoever the parent that he's living with, you know, he's got to obey them. Or you don't know what the situation is. You can't all just automatically assume, you know, that your kid is coming at you foul, especially at an age like that. He's at a young age. You know, I could see if the kid was like 21 years old, 25 years old or something like that, and he's off in college or off on his own. He's making his own decisions, you know, stuff like that. You know, in a situation like that, then, you know, you can decide how you want to take that, but he's still a kid, man. You can't fault him. You know, you can't fault him for, you know, he's still young. You know, he's still impressionable. You know, he's still easily influenced. So, you know, you can't take stuff like that personal.
Yeah, definitely. At that age where, you know, you think that you're a man, but you're not really a man at that 14-year-old stage. You know, man, my pop used to always get into it. So it's just like trying to find himself. Yeah, we don't know the situation to really judge upon its entirety, you know. But
that's real.
And at on an outer view looking in, you know, that's still your son. You raised him as your son, and that is what it is. And I'm pretty sure that they're gonna work out everything. And it's just a hype because we don't even know if they're still physically writing this stuff.
That's true.
So it is.
It's true.
That's it, baby.
And then on the closing note of my all-in-one segment, as far as the music, I'm not sure when this album is coming out, but it's scheduled to be coming out September 10th. I am going to be in the door at the music store waiting to get Janelle Monae's newest CD, The Electric Lady. I don't know who all seen the video, Queen, with Erykah Badu, or seen a live performance on the BET Awards, but it was on point.
Oh, yeah.
She was clowning. And it's been confirmed that Prince and Miguel will be featured on this album as well.
On whose album?
On Janelle Monáe's.
Yeah, I definitely can't wait to get that, and I would love to definitely get her on the show and talk to her about the new album and also about being a representative of being a she's a cover girl
mm-hmm.
representative. And which I can understand because she's very beautiful, but yeah, she's a cover girl representative.
I agree
with CK. I can't wait for that, ladies and gentlemen. Definitely can't wait to check that out. Again, another great CK all in one, and you can check out, you know, incredible segments like this every Tuesday on a Tuesday spot, and you can check out incredible segments and music on the DIY Radio Network, period. All you got to do is just keep tuning in every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know who we're going to be talking to. You never know how it's going to go down on the network. All you got to do is just keep listening. Keep listening. That's all we implore you to do. We suggest you just keep listening to us. We got more great radio coming up. We got LEO's all Where Do We Go From Here coming up. We got the premier segment, Real Men Talking, is going down. Real Men Talking, the segment where myself, Leo, CK, the brothers of the DIY Radio Network's Tuesday spot, answers all your relationship questions, ladies. All the questions you have, we answer them on the Tuesday spot, Real Men Talking. So you better be ready, ladies, to call in and ask your question. 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553. When real men are talking, you better have some questions for us, ladies, because this is the time to ask when we're talking. It's going down. I got some Jay Lynn. I got some H-Town. It goes down on the Tuesday spot. Don't go nowhere. You better get with it. Did you miss me?
Today, I know you was working hard, so I had to put it in my plan. try to tell them how you feel. You've been cussing and fussing and acting up, but he's still not listening to you. Your mind take a leave, but your heart says no. Home, you still love him even though he do you wrong.
Hoping that the happy days come back.
So many years, 'cause you love him and he need you. For the kids, for the family, trying to make a happy.
All the time.
What are we going to do if we lose the house?
It's time to stop thinking and start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. We've helped over a million homeowners and we want to help you. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to the Alva Radio Network. Tuesday, Spy D Slate, L-E-O-C-K. The brothers is in the building playing the hits. You just got to listen to H-Town, I Appreciate You. Before that, with Jay Lynn, Housemaid, getting it in like that for the fit-ins. Playing the hits, Tuesday Spot goes down. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for one of our other segments on the Tuesday Spot. We like to call Where Do We Go From Here? L-E-O. Where do we go from here, bro?
All right, check this. I have this monologue here that I'm going to recite. And at the end of this, I'll pose the question, where do we go from here? I'm a husband of 5 years. I had a beautiful home, a beautiful wife, a beautiful son. I mean, I have a beautiful son. But we just determined that he's been diagnosed with anemia. And in order for him to survive, he needs a blood transfusion. And me being his father, of course I give mine first. You know, that's my son. I give him the world, only to find out that our blood types don't match. Then the doctor told me that I couldn't possibly be his father. Where do we go from here? That's where it's going right there. So basically, you guys using opinions on what a man should do in that situation. He's been in a marriage for 5 years. You know, he just basically mentally lost his home, his wife, and he feels like he just lost his son. And to find out that his son is not even his, how would you mentally man this situation?
Wow. First of all, I mean, you gotta take one problem at a time, and I think you gotta, you have to. If anything, and with anything, you know, any problems and anything that you go through, first and foremost, you need to put them in God's hands. Second, I think that with that being said, having that type of mentality, when you do it that way, it's a little bit easier for you to deal with, for you to manage. You got to take one problem at a time and just try to deal with it and try to overcome it the best way you can. You know, some of those other things, the house, the money thing and those different things like that, you can eventually fix. Finding out that, you know, the son you thought was yours isn't yours, that's going to be a little harder to deal with because, for a lot of fathers, you know, for a lot of men, you know, having a child, having a son, you know, it's a wonderful thing. It's a great accomplishment, especially if it's a son, because that man is thinking, you know, he's going to take over the family. He's going to take over my legacy. He's going to take over as the man of the family, and take the name, you know, my name to the next level. So, you know, a man is definitely proud, you know, when he has a son, you know, or even a daughter, you know, just his child alone, you know, growing up and representing, you know, him and representing the family, you know, and all the great things about him shall be instilled in that child. So you look forward to seeing your kids progress and become older and become great individuals and great people. And you take pride into knowing that you molded your child into that great person. So with that being said, you know, to find out, you know, that the child is not yours, I guess for all men, you know, for every man, this situation is going to be different, and you have to decide whether or not you want to go on being that child's father and taking on that responsibility, or do you wait to see, you know, do you wait to see what the situation is, because you definitely don't want to take that fatherly responsibility from any other man who may be the father of that child, you know, and you definitely want to find out whether or not, you know, that man is going to want to be in that child's life and be the father to that child. So you don't want to take that away from who the child's real father is, you know. But and so I guess, you know, as a man, you have to decide on which route that you want to go. Are you going to just say screw it? You're just going to continue to be that child's father and represent and do what you do, do what you've been doing previously, or are you going to say, you know what, I need to look further into the situation. You know, what's going on? Who's the father? You know, who's the real father? Is he? You know, does he know? Is he going to? You know, so you want to ask those questions so you can decide as a man which path you want to take.
Correct. CK, how you feel about that, huh?
If I was in that predicament, and I was sitting in that predicament, it would be mentally disturbing. But yet at the same time, as a man, we need to try to pull ourselves together and to think about at the same time the whole family, the whole everything. I agree with Be Slave as well. I just think that sometimes what makes us weak will eventually make us stronger. And the situation I still, if I've been in this child's life all this time, I should always remain in this child's life, no matter what, because blood or not, that is my child. And to know that my child wasn't my child, I mean, I'll be hurting at first, but then again, I'll pull her to the side. I want some answers. I want to know the truth. I want you to be a friend with me. I want to know why. What really happened? And this shouldn't be in front of the child, but this should be between me and her. That's the truth to this. And if we both comfortable and if we feel the child is ready to know the truth, then we will reveal it. But if not, we leave that alone. I just feel that, you know, a man's place in a child's life. If you're going to be in that child's life, be in that child's life, regardless of what mother or regardless of what the father or whoever, you know, doing what. So that, you know, that child have at least have two parents that love them, if not, you know. And I think that's the issue he would have to deal with, or I have to deal with that woman in particular, and then that would be it, you know.
Solid, definitely. My take would be, because I actually came up with this story, not too long before the show started, and I just thought it would be a nice way to kick off Where Do We Go From Here, and also Real Men Talking, because this definitely shows the realness of a man being placed into this situation, and that we don't know how these two gotten into the situation, and I wanted to leave that a blank, so, you know, just to see where we are mentally, and from the looks and from what I hear, you know, we are generally good men on the D-Hour Network. Now, as far as personally, it's just basically, it has to do with faith. It has to do with faith. It has to do with who you are inside. It takes a big man to step up to the plate for a son that is not his, because we don't know how they got, because they could have been in a stagnant relationship, you know, years back where they separated for a while, got back together, then it was conceived. We don't know the story. But the moral of the story is, at the end of the day, that's your child. You know, you want the best for that child. And whoever this other father is, whether you, you know, want to reach out to him or you want to just continue on with life as is, you know, regardless, you want to know, you want to do what's best for that child at the end of the day. So that's where do we go from there, right there.
Real talk, there it is, and that's a strong segment, man, strong topic, and hopefully any of the brothers that are listening or anybody that's going through something like that similar right now can take some of this advice and take what we've spoken on with them, and, you know, can definitely decide in which way you want to go. Like I said before, in a situation like that, like Elio said and we spoke on earlier, you definitely got to have some faith. Any of those problems arise, you know, first thing you need to do is put that in God's hands. And the second thing, you need to just strategically, you know, one by one, try to deal with those problems individually. And then, you know, the situation with the child, like I said before, you know, you can say screw it and go on and be the child's father, or you can get more information and find out, because maybe the child's real father don't know. And maybe the child's real father, you know, would want to be in the child's life. You don't know that. You don't have the answers to that. So, you know, you definitely want to find out the answers to those questions before you go further in anything that you want to do, because you definitely don't want any future problems, not just for you, but for the child. So I think that if you deal with it like that, you could be pretty successful. in that particular situation. But again, where do we go from here? One of our great segments on the Tuesday spot right here on the DL Radio Network. D Slate, CKLEO, we got some more music when we come back. Real men talking. When we come back, the real men will be talking and getting in with you ladies tonight. Ladies, if you have relationship questions, now is the time to call 718-766-4553. 718-766-4553. Real men talking coming up next. We got some Mile High. We got some Tiffany Mignon. Oh, it's going down right here on the network. Oh, you better get ready. D Slate, CKLEO, get it.
All right.
Maybe I'll be better off. Told me you was working, seemed a little nervous. I was writing verses, melody was perfect. You was out flirting, I was so certain. We had no worries. Writing early, you was in a hurry. Told you you was hurting, knowing you was dirty. Hopped in the bourbon, I could see you smirking. Didn't think I knew about it, I should write a song about it. You out swerving, I'm at home hurting. Packing all my shit, you can have a house I purchased. You don't deserve it, maybe I should burn it down. Bet you wish you was out working now. I'm single again, back on my grind. Shit just ain't what it was then. Girl, quit wasting my time.
She told me I was tired, take a sweater off. I told her she was colder than I ever thought. Baby, if you wanna go, then go ahead and gone. Cause truthfully, I think that I'd be better off. See, how could you up and just leave me? Never moved on, it ain't easy. Baby, I really think that I'd be better off.
It's like running out of loving. Love overcooked, muffin out the oven. How you gon' lie and try and tell me it was nothing? Shawty, it was something, wasn't it? Love had me blinded, but your heart was all I wanted. Money over bitches, but you was over money. Looking way back, got me sick to my stomach. If love is a battlefield, then I'm a casualty of loving. Oh, I wish I could bring back those days when the sex was great. All love, no hate, but I know things gon' change and the sun gon' shine right after the rain. But I wish I could slow that down and show you how I'm feeling right now. No refunds, I paid that cost, moving on, but I'm better off. She told me I was high, take a sweater off. I told her she was colder than I ever thought. Baby, if you wanna go, then go ahead and gone. Cause truthfully, I think that I'd be better off. See, how could you up and just leave me? Never moved on, it ain't easy. Baby, I really think that I'd be better off.
It all happened so fast for me. I thought I knew, but I ain't really know the half of it. And love making it was passionate. And me when you was faint, I never said it was an accident. Nah. And now your attitude's changing. So lately I've been hesitating on the love making. Lying in my face and all the crazy shit you're saying. My lower level of patience, the question evasion. Distant relation, very bitter taste buds. Rigid heartbreaker, feeling like I hate ya. I ain't gon' chase ya, I'd rather replace ya. Only thing I chase is the paper. That's a nigga nature, and I don't mean no disrespect. I'm so gone trying to get a better deal than that. Getting hot to take your sweater off. Pass to let you leave and now thinking that
she
I'm better
told me
off.
I was high, take a sweater off. I told her she was colder than I ever thought. Baby, if you wanna go, then go ahead and gone. Cause truthfully, I think that I'd be better off. See, how could you up and just leave me? Never moved on, it ain't easy. Baby, I really think that I'd be better off. Better off.
ready to go. Tiffany Mignon, what up, baby? Amadeus on the beat. Let's go, boy. I'm on the dance floor. That's when I had an epiphany. That's when I seen Shorty. Oh, that's Tiffany. I jumped in the game. Amadeus the referee. DJ throwing some Fred the God, preferably. Mama moving. I hit her with the wild. She started giggling. Oh, yeah, I'm from the block. Switched to the two-step. Then hit her with the shuffle. Then I spent off. I'll be back in a couple.
All week, working hard. Can't wait to get down tonight. With my ladies, yeah, we feeling all right. About to hop up in my 745, cause I'm ready to party. And we're about to tear this club up, looking cuter with my hair up. By the end of the night, I'ma let my hair down.
DJ's playing my favorite song.
I got my freakum dress on, with my nails done, hair done, everything did. Champagne with the top of the lid, yeah.
Everybody toasty, about to do the most, meet me on the floor.
Why don't you just stay with me? Yeah.
Watch me while I work.
Flirt until it hurt.
Come and get dessert.
Show me what you've got in this tonight.
Wait.
Gonna shake my derriere.
Yeah, yeah.
The night is so remarkable. My body, unstoppable.
Hello.
Let me see your two-step. The party's not over yet. Ladies, if you know you look good, let's make it last forever.
DJ's playing my favorite song.
I got my freakum dress on. With my nails done, hair done, everything did. Champagne on the top of the lid. Yeah,
everybody
about to do the most.
Come and get dessert.
Show me what you've got in this tonight.
Shout to the Ciroc, now we back to business. The spotlight's on, crowd in the back's a witness. He's screaming, go Fred, some go Tiff. Can't really grind on her, I'm packing a 4/5. Everybody jumped in, they threw on the right song. This electric slide might turn on the lights on. Watch, not talking my bright lawn. Look at all this ice on, you saying the price wrong. Back to Tiff, the club is gon' flip. Turn it to a house party, kidding, play kitsch. I'm heavy, some moves I get away with. Fred the God, nothing to play with. I'm out of here.
Everybody toast, about to do the most, meet me on the floor,
why don't you just stay with me, yeah,
watch me while I work,
flirt until it
hurt,
come and get dessert,
show me what you've got in this tonight,
wait.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, D-Hour Radio Network, the Tuesday spot, saying the hits. Tiffany Mignon featuring Fred the Godson, Dance the Night Away, Mile High, Better Off, playing the hits like that, as always, on the Tuesday spot. D-Slate, CKLEO, we in the building, getting it in for the fans tonight on this lovely Tuesday night. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Yeah, we've had
a wonderful time. We're having a wonderful time, and we just, you know, would like to thank all the listeners and supporters that's listening right now, and keep listening on the Diablo Radio Network. You never know who's going to be on with us, who's hanging out right now. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies preferably, it is now time for the Real Men Talking segment right here on the Tuesday Spot, our number one premier segment on the DL Radio Network, the Tuesday Spot, Real Men Talking, where myself, CK Elio, the brothers of the network, will be answering questions from the ladies, relationship questions that the ladies want to hear a man's point of view on. It goes down. Real Men Talking. Are you ready, ladies? Throw your hands up, raise your hand, call in 718-766-4553 if you got questions. 718-766-4553. CK, what you got for us, bro?
All right. I'm going to go with this one. It comes from a friend that ran to me last week with it. She said, and this is how she codes with it. Say, if you was working on a relationship and both parties cheated, but the guy always bring up about the woman cheating on him, how could she help him get past it and move forward?
Okay, let me get this straight. Both parties cheated, but the guy is really, really tripping about it. So she wants to know, how can she help him get past it so they can move on?
Right.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. First of all, both parties cheated. So that doesn't make it right. So, I mean, the first question is, you know, you have to decide whether or not you want to stay together as a couple, because he cheated and you cheated. So you have to decide whether or not you're going to stay together as a couple. And if you are going to stay together, then, I mean, to say, well, what can I do to help him move past it, I mean, have you moved past him cheating on you? I mean, that's the first question. The second thing about that is that what you have to understand is it's going to take some time. There's no quick remedy to that. If you decide that you're going to stay together, then it's going to be some trust issue. You know, it's going to be some issues with trust, you know, and you have to decide that if that's something that you're going to want to deal with. You know, is your love, whether or not love is involved, but if it is your love going to be able to help, you know, going to be able to conquer that situation? Because, again, it's time. Time would only tell, because I mean, in a situation like that, the trust has been broken on both ends. So you two have to repair both ends of trust, and you're just going to have to slowly take it one day at a time to help build that trust back up. But again, like I said, the first question, you need to decide whether or not you're going to, after that's happened, if you're going to stay in it.
My take would be, sometimes better to remedy the situation by stepping outside of it for maybe a little bit and look at it from an outsider's perspective rather than being in it and still wanting to be in it and being indulged with all of those emotions, those same emotions. This is for the male and the female. Now, the male is having a hard time letting it go. He's having a hard time letting it go because he's still there. He's still in it. He still feels those feelings. And like D-Sweet said, you got to allow that time to not necessarily forget, because it's hard to forget something like that, but to forgive. And forgiveness is sometimes the hardest thing to do. Sometimes it's harder to forgive than it is to love. It's crazy. Because it happened, it's a current thing. So sometimes maybe you just need to, you know, take a step out. It's not to say that, you know, it'll never work. But you may need to look at it from an outsider's perspective. Work on things from an outsider's view, and then maybe you guys can get back together and find that love again, and that spark that you two had. It takes time.
That's real. No doubt.
Okay.
Go ahead, CK.
I'm going to take my take on it. I mean, both parties cheated, yeah. I mean, if she's gotten past the fact that he cheated, and she's trying to go forward, and yet he keep bringing that back and forth every time they get into an argument. Or I said men are physical, women are emotional, whereas we take things into differently than how women would take it. Whereas, like, for example, if our woman tells us to take out the trash, we're like, all right, we get the trash. Well, go on about our business, we get it when we get it, you know. It ain't tripping off of me. But if we don't get it when she wants to get it or when she asks us to get it, it gets a little bit deeper and gets upset and a little more emotional. I asked you to take out the trash and it's stinking. I can't deal with this. I can't deal with that. You know, you get into that whole thing. And so when a man's cheated on, I think that's one of the worst. That compares to being shot. I've never been shot before, but I can imagine that. Being cheated on is just like getting shot in your leg or shot in your heart. And it's one of the worst feelings a man could ever experience. Now, women can take it. I cheated. He cheated on me. It's up to me if I want to forgive him. I want to go on with my life, whatever. And they can be forgiven. They can go on about themselves. Us, we take it in. We don't release. We don't let go. And so with that, huh?
You know why? I think it's like that because it's just like what you pointed out earlier. You know, women are emotional. They're all about feelings. They're all about emotion. So I think when a man emotionally cheats on a woman, you know, by spending, you know, quality time with another woman and taking her places, and telling her these things and stuff like that, I think that hurts deeper for a woman. That hurts deeper. Because, you know, women are all about that. They're all about feelings. They're all about emotions and communication and stuff like that. So that hurts deeper. I think when men, because we're physical, we're all about physical activity, that's, cheating, you know, the physical aspect of the cheating is going to hurt us more because it's the thought of another man being physical with your woman is going to piss a man off, you know. So
right.
I think that's the reason why in that aspect, men and women take it differently.
Right. And just to keep, and for that man to keep picturing that woman and that man skin on skin action, bodies touching, penetration, everything that's going down, then, you know, some men get possessed like, that's my cooch. That's mine. No guarantee. You touch my cooch, it's gonna be issues, you know. That's an issue. So, to sometimes that men keep playing it, but sometimes men use it to make women feel bad and play on it. Like, yeah, don't you remember you cheated on me with such and such? I told you I was sorry. I didn't mean to. I thought we were past. And then that argument goes back and forth. So, I mean, to help him, I think the best way would be try, yes, exactly, trust, you know, showing trust. You know, I think both, it works. It worked both ways instead of one way. If y'all really want together, y'all have to work together.
That's real.
No doubt. And that's all I can say about it.
No doubt. Real men talking. Leo, what you got for us, bro?
Okay. Now, in a relationship, when a woman says, do you, does this give the indication to the male that it is okay to cheat by the woman saying, do you?
Wow.
Anyone? I think it's not necessarily self-explanatory. No, it's not self-explanatory because depending on how the situation went down. Because if it was a heated argument and she's just blatantly like, you know what, do you. Just do you. And it's just like, okay. By her saying that, first question that draw in my mind, well, what are you doing? Oh, okay. Do me? That's the, for me, it kind of gives that feel to it, you know, just to do me and to test the waters a little bit. You're probably antsy about it, but my mind will go there. My mom would go there.
What? Pose the question for me again. I didn't catch it.
In a relationship, when a woman says, do you, in the male's mind, does this mean to go cheat?
You know what? You know, we come up with so many different terms of endearment, you know, in relationships and in love and different things like that, and that seems to be one of the updated ones, or one of the most recent ones, is the phrase, you know, you do you, I'ma do me. I mean, in a man's dirty mind, you know, he just gonna think that, oh, she wanna be on some old masturbation stuff. But in a real mind, basically, you know, if you guys are getting into an argument, you have some problems, she said, look, why don't you just do you, I'm going to do me. That's kind of bland. You know, so when she says that, then, you know, or if he says that, then you might want to ask some questions. Well, what do you mean? You know, what do you mean by do you do me? I mean, are you saying that you want to see other people? Are you saying you want to do this? Don't just take that, you know, that saying, you know, with a grain of salt. You definitely want to get some more information on what that person is talking about. So, you know, you missed up a conversation with your significant other and y'all arguing, and they said, you want to choose to do you, I'm going to do me. You know, you're gonna have to find out what exactly they're talking about, so you can get a little bit more clarification on mm-hmm. what's going down. Then that way you can kind of go from there. But don't just take that, just assuming that's what that person's talking about. You definitely want to get you some clarification on what they mean. Now for the dirty minds out there, if you wish your significant other, they say you do me. Then all I can say is you could just be like, okay, when you do you, can I get the camera? I mean, that's all I want to, you know, put out there for the brothers. But that's my take on it, you know.
Okay. Whenever a woman tells me, do you and I do me, I feel that's reverse psychology right there. She's gonna play with your head, like, all right, I'm playing his head, I'm telling him to go do you, do me, because, you know, and that'd be his way of like, nah, what you mean? Nah, there ain't no do you, do me, it's about you and me. We're gonna do, and exactly everything D Slay said is that's what it is. I mean, I don't take it seriously personally when a woman tells me that personally, because of the simple fact that she really don't want me to go out there and do me. I think for the most part, me go out there and kick it and probably breathe, but to actually be with another woman, that will piss her off. Essentially for the fact that she ain't go out there and do it. She just said something to really just to see if I'm really going to do it, to test the waters and see how faithful, how true I am to her. So, you know, I don't take that seriously. When, you know, I don't even know why they can't come. Really, who comes with that? So my take on that's reverse psychology. They can keep that in that psychology bag like Rich Pryor said once. They pull it out, whatever, gone.
Right.
If you hear that, I mean, I just, you know, if you hear that, then if they're just like, well, you know, you do you, you know, you do you, I'm going to do me, then, you know, you could just be like, well, how about I just do you and you do me? And you could just flip it. You could just flip it on them like that. You know, you could just flip it on them.
So like I said, the first question that will come to my head is, what's going on with you? For you to say,
yep.
you, what's going on with you that I have to do me now? Because I'm pretty sure you don't want me to do me, like CK said. So why indicate that? Because the first thing we're going to think, what are you doing? And if you're doing something, now it's in the back of my mind all day. Now I'm going to work thinking, what's she doing at home? Or what she's doing at work? Maybe she's doing her. And then I'm going to start thinking,
what am I sitting here for being stupid? I'm going to start doing me. I'm going to start really doing me. And that's where it spurs to. So
there it is. There it is, baby. Real men talking, getting it in. Right now we're going to go to the phone lines and see if any of our callers have any questions. And ladies, if you're on the lines right now, let's keep it to a one question minimum, so we can definitely answer your questions detailed and correctly for you. But right now let's go to the lines and see how it's going down right here on Real Men Talk. Let's go to the phone lines. Area code 314580. You're on the Tuesday spot with the brothers. Real Men Talking. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Sister Taraji, and I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri. How you guys doing?
Sister Taraji, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight for Real Men Talking. You have a question for us?
Yes. Let me see how I can put this. I need to know something. I'm going through something right now with, I guess you can call him my little brother, like my play brother. And he's like at his wit's end at the moment. And not as a female, you know, I'm pretty good at this usually, but he is all out of sorts at the moment. And as a female, how, when a man is, because you guys are usually logical, and like you just said, physical, logical, you know, it's like cut and dry. But right now he in a gray area where he kind of emotional, and it's hard to deal with y'all when y'all like that. How is a female to get in that space with a male without crushing his manhood? Like, I don't want to say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm
feeling for my brother right now, and he coming to me for advice, and usually I give him advice, and it's all cool and everything, but right now he in, like, a weird place right at this moment, and I wanted to hear it coming from a male perspective.
Well, I think that, you know, talking with him, and I think that it's the gist of it is trying to get to the root of the emotional problem, you know, issue about it. Because, like you said, we're physical, logical. We keep it cut and dry. If we do bringing in emotion into it, that means that, you know, if it's involving a woman, that means that she didn't cut kind of deep, and she didn't touch on something really, really personal.
Wait a minute. Let me give you a little sidebar. It has nothing to do with a female. Now it's a family issue.
Okay.
And, you know, you don't want to start. I know a lot of his information that I can't, you know, like share, right, you know.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
But it's a family issue. And it's kind of like at the point where it's, you know, the lid is about to blow off.
Well, I mean, you know.
But it's making, it's like just been, he in a crazy section. And I'm just trying to make sure, you know, since real men are talking, I'm just trying to ask some real men, you know, how would you, like, if you came to me like that, what are some of the things you would want to hear me say as a female that,
I mean,
would,
if
not,
if I'm having you know, some family issues, some strong family issues, and you know, you're a friend of mine and you wanted to talk to me about it, I mean, I would, my thing is that you know, talking with me, just continue to talk with me about it, and once I get to the root of what the issue is, then, you know, we can kind of go from there. But if this problem has really touched me emotionally, then, well, you know, in this whole process of us talking, I'm going to get it all out,
you know, of what's going on, you know, step by step. Okay, this is what's happening. This, you know, I feel like this. This is what's going down. I can't believe this. This, this, you know, and you want to let that man just get it out. You know, get it out to the point where he's done getting it all out. Then you just take that information that you received, and then you kind of go from there to the sale. And with that, you know, you'll kind of get an opening, an opportunity to help with the problem. Because once I've gotten it all out, then you're going to be able to know, okay, I'm going to come at it like this. But give them an opportunity to get it all out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely. You know, go ahead. You want to finish
talking about it? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. What I would say is, you know, talking about family, family is one of the things closest to man, you know, his family, the one that he loves. Most of the time, we just want somebody to listen. Not necessarily, you don't necessarily have to give your input here and there. You can place things because we're really opinionated people as a species. But just having someone to just be there to talk to is an outlet. We feel like our information and our feelings need to go some places. We all have emotions, and it's kind of weird how God's emotions are. But just having that person, somebody, to, you know, just to go to, to vent to, let them get it out.
And just getting some comfort. You know, like Elio says, just getting comfort in that situation. I mean, that helps greatly.
Okay. Well, you know, I always try to check myself and make sure I'm in, you know, because people do, like I said last time when I called in, people, you know, do talk to me a lot. And sometimes I, like, when I try to stay balanced and stay neutral because, you know, sometimes they want you to say something and then sometimes they just want you to listen. And I just like to know what guys feel about stuff like that.
I think like Elio said, you know, if it's something that's not regarding a woman, then if we have a female friend, a good friend, then we just basically want to vent to her and just get some comfort in that situation. But if it's regarding a woman, then we're gonna want to actually hear your opinion and get your advice on that situation because you're a woman. But if it's regarding family or anything else, you know, we just want to get it out. You know, like I said, let that brother get it all out. And then, you know, I mean, just, you know, him getting some comfort and, you know, someone to listen to in that situation, he's going to appreciate that greatly.
Okay.
CK?
I agree with the brothers mostly. If he's going through a lot that is non-relationship, not anything to want, yeah, the best thing to do is to help him talk, well, to listen, maybe suggest a few things if he can that would help him through it. But you know, he needs to vent, he needs to let it out. Yeah, he's going to need a ear. But when it comes to women, men want to know from other women why, because they know women know personally on hand why the way that they are towards men. I'm not sure as to why what his situation is, but he really needs to be heard. He needs that support, that more support. He needs that uplift. And just like brother said, that's enough right there to even make him feel better. You make him feel good about who he is. I totally agree with both B-Slate and Elio say on a real note.
Okay. So y'all have, like I said, I always like to check behind myself because, you know, sometimes I think, I don't want people to think that I think I know everything, but usually when I check behind myself, I'm on the right track, which I was doing exactly what you guys were saying. I haven't ever seen him this, you know, off base. So if it was some stuff with a female or some relationship stuff, I would have been like, oh, okay, I could deal with that. But this right here, family stuff.
Yeah, he just needed. You're right. He just needed ear. You know, he just wanted to get some comfort in this situation. I guarantee he's gonna appreciate that greatly. But just the fact that you're concerned and you really want to help him through it. I mean, that says volumes about the person you are. And I think that your play brother got the best play sister all of, you know, on the planet.
I try. Some days I feel like I fall short, but I try.
Well, you coming in strong on this one, so definitely thank you. We thank you for that, and also thank you for listening and tuning in and hanging out with us tonight.
Hey, no problem. I've enjoyed it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in with your question. You know, you can continue to listen. You have a blessed night tonight.
You too.
Good night.
Hello.
Real Men Talking. It goes down like that on the DIY Radio Network. D-Slay, I'm going to pose my question real quick, and then we can get some music and try to close it out for the night. I'm going to keep it simple. I'm not going to, because I get a lot of questions, and some of the other stuff I got I can save for next time. My question I was asked to ask about is, you know, can a woman find love, or can a woman find real love on online dates?
Can a woman find love in real life? It's a question.
Can a woman find real love going through online dating?
Oh, no. I heard the question, but I posed the question, can a woman find love in real life? Because, you know, that is life now. You know, everything is becoming so fast-paced and so mainstream. You know, the internet is the way to go now, you know, from email to Facebook to... Now this online dating, it's become a norm. It's possible. It's possible because this is our new way of communicating through cyberspace. So, I mean, once you find a person to connect with them, if you still see that this person is the same online that is in your face, then, you know, go for it. And, you know, take that chance. Take that risk. It's about the possibilities. So, you know, explore those.
TK?
All right. I would say hands on. I think it can happen. Thing about if it was me, yeah, I would go on and find someone online, I believe so. But yeah, I would go old school because, I mean, we're not going to be conversating through no text message. If you want to know me and I know you, you better get on the phone and call me, or I call you and we talk. Or we meet up somewhere and we go face to face and talk. And I hate to say this, I'm not a long distance relationship person. Been there, done that. That doesn't work for me quite well. So I need someone locally that I can actually look face to face, hold hands, close, whatever. What we do, come together. But nah, that you have to be old school with that. With the knowing, but yeah, I believe you can find somebody online.
There it is. Bam. And my take on it real quick to end it, to close it, Real Men Talking off tonight, is I think ladies, you can definitely find real love through online dating. Like Elio said, the internet is the new, it's the communication highway now. The new communication highway, it's the norm. It's what everybody's doing. I think that, you know, just understand, ladies, that, you know, you go through it carefully, and, you know, you talk to them, you know, you meet up with them. Because the thing about it is, initially, when you meet with somebody, you know, when you meet someone face-to-face and you meet them, you go out on that first date or whatever the case may be, you're going to know. You're going to know right there whether or not you're going to want to date that person. You know, you're going to know. Just by, you know, sitting there talking with them and hanging out with them, you're going to know whether or not you want to date them. And then to go further from there, it just takes time. I mean, yeah, you know, ladies, I know, you know, women a lot like, you know, always like to say, well, you know, I want to talk, you know, for a couple of weeks or talk for, you know, for a month or whatever the case may be before we really start. Okay, but here's my thing about that. Yeah, you can do that for a few weeks. You can do that for a month or whatever the case may be. But what are you really going to find out? I mean, are you going to find out everything you need to know in 3 weeks?
You're going to find out what you need to know in a month, because the thing about it is when somebody knows that it's almost like a test. It's like a test. When somebody knows that they're being tested, they're going to stay on their P's and Q's, and they're going to answer all your questions correctly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be on their P's and Q's. But if you're in a when you're in a relationship with somebody, because, again, a relationship is it's a dice roll. It's a gamble. You know, you're going to roll that 7 or that 11, or you're going to crap out, plain and simple. So it's chance. That's all it is, because only time can tell whether or not a relationship is going to be successful. You know, so, basically, when you're going through all that, I feel like you're kind of wasting your time. Get into the relationship. You know, once a person knows that they're in a relationship, that's when they get comfortable. That's when the walls start to break down. That's when a person starts to get comfortable knowing that they're in a relationship, knowing that that's your man, that's your woman. That's when people start to get comfortable, the walls start to come down, and that's when you truly find out what a person is all about. You know, and of course, going through that, you'll have enough time, and you can be in the beginning of the relationship, be like, you know what, this is not going to work. Because there's people who's been married for 20, 30 years and end up getting divorced and finding out stuff about their spouses that they never knew nothing about. So, again, only time will tell. Only time will tell. But, yes, ladies, I think that you definitely can find love through online dating. Real men talking, getting in like that for the ladies tonight. And ladies, understand, we created this segment for ladies to ask us relationship questions that they want to hear a man's point of view on. Because, ladies, the first mistake you make when you're going through some issues is to ask another woman about man problems. A woman can't tell you nothing about no man because she ain't no man. Unless if she is, then you need to talk to your friend and find out about these secrets she ain't been telling you about. But, again, if you're having relationship problems with your man, the first mistake you don't want to make is going to ask another woman about man problems. Can't no woman tell you about no man. That's why we have real men talk. So if you have any relationship questions, ladies, you would like to hear the brothers talk about myself, CK Elio, will be more than happy to answer your questions for you every Tuesday on the Tuesday Spot, the number one segment, Real Men Talking, is going down. And we do it like that all the time on the Tuesday Spot. Keep listening, keep tuning into us. You never know how it's going to go down. I got some Selena Johnson talking about being a boss, the R&B diva herself. When we come back, we're closing it out. Tuesday Spot, Real Men Talking, doing it like that, Selena Johnson, a boss. Let's go.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement. Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know, you're probably just a little bit nervous. You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life.
Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, D-Hour Radio Network Tuesday Spot. D-Slay, L-E-O-C-K, the brothers in the building getting it in. That was the R&B diva herself, the beautiful Miss Selena Johnson with A Boss Like That right here on the network. I want to take this time to thank everybody for tuning in with us tonight. We had a wonderful time, another wonderful show, as always, right here on the D-Hour Radio Network, the Tuesday Spot, getting it in for the fit-ins as usual. And thank you guys, all the fans and listeners, for tuning in. Big shout-out, big shout-out to the beautiful Miss Terry Vaughn for joining us tonight and hanging out with us. We had a wonderful time with her. Make sure you guys check her out on Twitter, Terry J. Vaughn. Also, she's on Instagram. You can check her out on her website, terryjvaughn.com. So make sure you guys hit her up and support everything that she's doing, and look out for any of her new projects and, you know, television or film. But she's definitely getting in and thanking you guys, the D team, the listeners and supporters of the D-Hour Radio Network, for always supporting us and hanging out with us. And tune in to the D-Hour Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know who we're going to be talking to. You just got to listen. CK, any closing comments, bro?
Wow. Tonight's show was pretty good. I had fun talking with the lovely Terry Vaughn. All in one, where do we go from here? A real man talking, all connected and bonding in one, pretty much was a great outtake tonight. For everybody listening out, if you're in the St. Louis area, July 21st, I'm doing my first feature as a poet for the show called He Is Poetry. And I also am one of the 2013 National Poetry Award nominees. So please, please vote. And I will post information on my page if you're looking. My name is Christopher Kaiser, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R-K-A-I-S-E-R. For those who have an illiteracy in spelling, or you can find it awesome as well. Yeah. Some of us
for those
went
of y'all
to
that can't spell a damn word.
Yeah, some of us wanted to skip class. So also, if you're not there, you can find me as Kaiserific, K-A-I-S-E-R-R-I-F-I-C. Just put the end of Kaiser and the end of Terrific together and you fuse that one word. Bam, there you go. You all have a blessed weekend, and I look forward to be back next week with another great edition of the wonderful Tuesday Spot. So that's my closing comments.
Leo, closing comments for the night, bro.
Of course. Always live every day optimistically. And another thing, I'm a little hungry. So did y'all want to pitch in on the pizza? I'll go grab it. I'll bring it right back. I promise. I'll bring it right back this time. You know, we're not going to have, those mishaps. So try to toss me the bread now. And, I handle that for y'all. Get this grab right quick.
I don't know, man. Last time it was some couple of pepperonis missing, man. I don't know.
No, that can't. It can't hang like that. But, yeah, man, just stay tuned, y'all. Stay tuned, fans. And thank you guys for listening, all the supporters. Things are growing, and it's been a year. I'm still here, and I'm not going to stop. So, keep tuning in. Optimistic music.
No doubt, baby. We're getting it in like that. And to break down and
and my words to you guys, talking about the songs that we played tonight, I ain't too young to be beautiful. And when I'm listening to elevator music, I'm looking for a tender Roman. But while I'm posing in my housemaid outfit, you can't hold us. So I appreciate you to know I'm better off, and I'm going to be okay when I dance the night away as a boss. It's your boy D. Slate. Getting it in again on the Tuesday spot. Please be blessed. Please enjoy the rest of your night. And ladies and gentlemen, as always, be safe. Tune in tomorrow for Nod Your Head Wednesday with Brock Gunny and RC. They will be talking to superstar hip-hop group Slum Village is going to be in the building. So definitely make sure you guys tune in to Nod Your Head Wednesday tomorrow. On Celebrity Thursday, myself, CK, and Miss Fabulous will be talking to the beautiful Miss Shantae Moore. She's going to be in the building with us talking about her new music and a new TV show, R&B Divas LA. We will be talking to the beautiful Miss Shantae Moore on Celebrity Thursday. Make sure you guys tune in. D Slate, CK, LEO, getting in for that. Please be safe. Enjoy your Tuesday night. We out.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's a D-Hour show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. The top aboard the starship, the hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.